أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are still in this chapter of Muraqabah, that is to meditate and ponder, and particularly here references with regard to the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is with me, Allah is watching me. This is a very essential part of our iman, to be continuously conscious about that. For in this ayat, it's a very small ayat as far as words are concerned, but it has got very deep, deep meaning and implication. And if we understand this and try and bring it into our lives, we will see what a great change will come in our lives. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Rabbaka Labil Mirsad." Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. Allah is watching you all the time. The occasion of the revelation of this ayat in the Quran Sharif, it is in Surah Fajr, where Allah Ta'ala refers to the people of Aad, who are very strong and mighty people. Then the people of Thamud, that was also an offspring of them, also bodily, physically, they were very big and strong, very mighty. And then the people of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was also a very great tyrant ruler, and he ruled also with great oppression. The people of Ad also, the people of Thamud, and the people of Fir'aun. And in other places Allah explained all the other nations also and their transgressions. And one was where they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and these nations particularly who made zulm on those that were under them. And very great zulm they had made. So Allah Ta'ala says that while you are making your zulm in your heydays, when you have got everything at your disposal, Allah Ta'ala, when He lets loose the line, He gives you rope to play with. He plays like a fisherman plays with his fish, and He gives it line. But finally, when He pulls it in, then you see the consequences are very terrible. So for these people also, the people of Aad who were so strong, but when Allah Ta'ala's punishment came, the people of Thamud, Fir'aun, then they stood no chance whatsoever. And that was already in this world. The relationship with us is that we also should think that when we have authority, we have got strength, we have got our youth, we have got money, we have got power, then how are we using it? Any person who is in authority, or even in not in authority, we should always think that how we are dealing with people, especially directly in the home, with regard to the wife, how much of zulm are we making on her? How much are we ill-treating her, etc.? And in some cases, vice versa. The wife makes zulm on the husband, and also a lot of zulm. Then the employer on his employee, any person who is in authority, and we make zulm on those people, we should remember Allah is watching us all the time. At the time when we have got our strength and power, we can be shouting, we can be raving and ranting, and we can carry on like a mad bull. But Allah is watching all the time. A person should keep that in mind. And when Allah, if we don't make tawbah, we don't correct our matters with people, and Allah have to take us to task in this very world, then a person's conditions become very, very pitiable, and he deteriorates completely. And if we don't make tawbah, and Allah did not punish us, finish in this world, then the punishment of the akhirat is much, much more worse. So we should always keep in mind that Allah is watching me. Whatever I'm doing, it will help to control our tongue. When our tongues are out of control, and we are swearing, we are raising our voices, and we are stamping our feet, and we are showing our fists, etc. And even worse, if we are becoming violent, and especially with the children perhaps, or with the wife, and we become physically abusive with them, then we should remember Allah is watching us also all the time. whether it is an ustad who's teaching the children and he becomes angry and he punishes them, and he punishes them very severely, we should remember Allah is watching us also. So in all occasions, especially with regard to making zulm on other people, ill-treating other people, and especially those people who are under us and we were supposed to protect them. The husband was supposed to protect his wife, not to abuse his wife. Parents were supposed to protect their children and not abuse them. But when we abuse them and we make the zulm upon them, we should always remember that Allah is watching us. And every moment Allah is watching us, and though Allah gives us respite, and that respite not to let us make more zulm, but that respite, that chance which Allah is giving us, is to make tawbah, to correct our matters. And then whom we have wronged, we should ask forgiveness from them also. It is, we shouldn't be shy, and we shouldn't feel that we are making ourselves small. If we don't ask for forgiveness, and Allah has to take us to task, whether it is in this world or the year after, that will be very, very severe. So at all times we should worry about this, how we are treating other people, whoever it may be, maybe a landlord, how he's teaching, treating his tenants, an employer, his employee, anyone who has got authority and has got some say, we should use it according to the will of Allah and not against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And we should think at all times that I'm treating this person like this because according to me he has done this wrong and that wrong. We should think if Allah has to take me to task and for all the wrong that I have done, nobody is a saint, nobody is without guna. We all have done wrong, and if Allah has to take us to task, what will happen to us? I have got power over this person now, but Allah has got much more greater power over me. And if Allah is to take me to task, what will be my condition? So this ayat in words, it might be small, but great, great meaning, and more than enough to correct our lives and to see that we live a proper life with everyone. And then we will see, everyone will see what really Islam is all about. And what a beautiful deen that Islam is, and what beautiful teachings Islam has given us. So inna rabbaka labil mirsad, Allah is ever watchful over us. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and act accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.